Recording in progress. We had some politics in I thought Edmund Tanash here, so can't say any politics.
What happened?
Oh, I was talking about building the Beit HaMikdash, and someone pointed out that if we want to build now, we have to spend less time worrying about the building and more time worrying about a building a society that is based on Tzedakah v'Mishpat. I don't think that's that's not that controversial to say that.
But someone objected?
No, someone said it.
Oh.
I said we're not talking about contemporary politics. In the time of COVID, that was certainly a true statement.
Oh.
Whatever you want to say about today. But this week's parsha is Parsha Chayes Sarah. And at the end of the parsha, Avram gets remarried. Most of the parsha is beginning Yitzchak married, but at the end, Abraham, after Sarah passes away, he gets remarried. Source one. Vayosef Abraham by Kachisha Shema Keturah. Abraham went again, and he took a woman whose name was Keturah. Vatei Lord Zimran, but Yikshad, but Midan, but Midyan, but Yishbach, but Shuach, and he has six children, and they had descendants. And then Vayitain Abraham a kol shelo Yitzchak, and Abraham gave everything that he had to Yitzchak. Abraham, and to the children of the concubines who were Abraham's, Natan Abraham Matanot, that's the past perfect, Abraham had given gifts. And sent them away from Yitzhak's son, Bodenochai, while he was still alive, Kedmal Er Kedem, eastward to the land of the east. They went to the far east. So when he gives Yitzhak Kol Asher Lo, everything he has, what does that mean? Look at the parsha, the call of Abraham comes up twice. The first time, when he's sending away his Eved to get a wife for Yitzchak, it says, Abraham zaken ba bayamim, Abraham was old, getting on in years, Hashem beirach ad Abraham ba kol. Abraham was blessed with kol, with everything. And then, when the Eved goes, vayikacha Eved asrad malim, his servant took 10 camels, migmalei adonav, his master's camels, Vayelech, and he went. B'chol tuv adonav biyado, and he had kol, all of the good that his master had in his hand. Vayelech Vayelech l'Aram Narayim, olin n'achor, and he goes out to Aram Narayim with kol. And it actually comes up a third time when he presents it to Rivka's family, Betuel and Lavan, and shows him that my master gave kol asher lo to Yitzchak. The two kols mean two different things. The second one, the kol tuva nabiyadah, was financial. Right? He's trying to impress his the family of the woman he wants to get for Yitzchak, and they're interested in the money. So kol tuva nabiyadah, Rashi says, shtar matana katav Yitzchak. He had a document transferring what he had to Yitzchak, al kol shelo, for all the things he had, kadesh yikabtsu l'shloch lo bitam, so that they would want to agreed to send their daughter with him. You need to pay a good bride price. But that first one, Hashem Beirach Ad Abraham Bakol, is spiritual. We talked about that last year. Quoted Zohar Atkins, among other things, about what it meant to have everything. And how it's hard to have everything because you wouldn't have any place to put it. But this was a spiritual everything. This was everything in the Naomi Shemra sense of Shemar Aliyah Kol,
Alcohol
Ela. Thank you. I'm just trying to remember the Alcohol Ela Ahamarva Matok. That's what the kol meant. We talked about what it means to wish for Bakol Mikol Kol, and that is where Atkins puts it. The everything, the kol that Abraham gives Yitzchak, includes some burdens, including that of being a child of a founder who often put mission over family. For Abraham's children by concubinage, the blade Hakshim, the legacy of this great man was only positive. Since they knew Abraham more as a persona, only in the distance, their inheritance included only gift, the matanot. They lacked the difficult intimacy Isaac had with his father. They were deprived and spared the complexity included in everything. And the whole there is kind of this spirit, this legacy of Abraham. That's what Yitzchak's job was, to be the next generation. And Rashi here, when it says, they tell Abraham and kol asher lo Yitzchak, he got the kol. Rashi tells us that he's talking about the first one, the spiritual legacy, not about money. And this is Rashi on our pasuk. By Teir Avraham, everything they had, rebels. He said, Rashi quotes, Amar Rav Nechemia, Bracha Diathiki, Shalom. Gave the legacy, Diathiki is a modern Greek word for a will. He had the legacy of his bracha. That's what he gave to Yitzchak. Tamar lo karish baruch hu l'Avraham, yeh bracha, he called Avraham, you will be the bracha. Abrachot basura b'yadcha, you have the power to give the rechem yishet yitzeh. Avraham masran liyitzchak, and Avraham gave that to Yitzchak. That's what the attained kol asher lo was.
Including that, not just that. No,
He got financial stuff too, but the pasuk is talking specifically about Vashem Beirach Avraham Bakol. That's what we're looking at.
Okay.
Yes, we're not worried about. I'm sure he had money, he had cows and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
But the implication, though, for the Bnei HaBalikshim Natan Matanot, what are those gifts then?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's looking at through as Rashi. If it's not talking about money for the kol, then what are these matanot? And it's written chaser.
Oh.
Okay, what is he giving? Huh. You know, so clearly it's a, you know, which you, usually the matanot, again, without the vavin there, is saying it really read it, it generally read it as a drush, as a singular. There's one gift. So what do you give these B'nai Plakshim, B'nai Keturah? What do they get? First, I have to realize they are a B'nai Plakshim Ashela Abraham. They belong to Abraham. And that's what the art scroll points out, that they are, Torah calls them Abrahams. Test the fact they carry the spark of Abraham in their souls. How much they may hit it. They were not being rejected. They're being sent away, but that's not a rejection. They're just not getting the bracha of Zerah Ba'aretz, the bracha of that Yitzchak gets, but they're still there. And this saying that Abraham goes the idea that we're not talking about the estate, we're not about the camels and the sheep and everything else. They're getting a matana of his spiritual legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That he be Yitzchak, Kere El Chazara is one thing, but even as you're going away, they will have another destiny in history. They have a role.
Is Keturah a Pelegish or a Isha?
Yes. So here it's Beikach Isha. Clearly she is an Isha. She's a full Isha. They're called Bnei Plagshim. And in Dvar Yamim, this equivalent pasuk calls her Pilegesh.
And it's plural. So there was more than her?
Right. And I will get into it. Rashi has a different Chumash than we did, a different Torah than we did. Didn't have a Yud there. It said Pilegshim without the Yud in the plural. He makes that comment. Everyone says, well, probably had a different text. But I don't want to get into that. So I'm going to assume that the Pilegesh at least is, we're going to lump them all as B'nai Keturah, right?
Okay.
Was there more than that? It's possible.
And there doesn't include Yishmael. He has a separate.
He has a separate side of that as well. He's been sent away a long time ago. He comes back, yeah. And when he's not sent far away, he's living local in the, and then he comes back to bury Abraham where the B'nai Keturah do not.
Hmm.
Let me look at Rashi here. Now, Rashi has two answers. One is more of the financial. What are the matanot? But Rashi's first answer. Natan Avraham matanot. Gave them matanot. Gifts. Pirshu Revetenu. Shem Tum'a Masar Lahem. They got the name of Tum'a. And you're giving me a funny look because we have no idea what that means. And everybody is wondering, what does that mean?
Here's Davida.
Good morning. Good morning. We're talking about that Abraham marries Keturah, he remarries, he has children, and the pasuk says that he gives them matanot gifts and sends them away. Yitzchak gets the bracha, Berach Shem Bakol, and the name is like Shema Shel Abraham, Natan Abraham matanot, and Rashi says, what is that matanot? Well, the gifts is Shem Tuma, right? The name of impurity, and nobody knows what that means. And Rashi just quoting the Gemara. Right? Gemara in Sanhedrin, my matanot, what are these matanot, what are these gifts? Amar Rabbi Yirmei bar Abba, lameid shemasar lehem shem tum'ah. And Rashi there says, shem tum'ah is kind of what you'd expect it means. It means kishuf umasei shedim. Abraham taught the magic, how to manipulate demons.
Ooh.
And you think, no, that can't be right. You can't possibly say that.
Well, we know there's powers like that.
Okay. We can accept that in the sense, and the Torah says there's powers like that, but what's Avram giving, what is he giving that to his children for, right? Here we go. So obviously, Avram turned to the dark side after the Akedah, right? He just gave up. That's why you don't see him again. And we have this whole backstory we're missing. That's what I'm trying to figure. What in the world are we talking about?
Yeah.
How can I read that Rashi and that Gemara and make some sense out of it? So some of the commentators.
Kishufim, like Merlin. I mean, they were good Kishufim people.
I don't know, it says Mechashefa, right?
Yeah,
It's really not
true,
a, it
true.
really doesn't
Yeah.
have the impression in throughout the Torah
Right.
this is a good thing. Right?
Yeah.
That the Agada would say, oh, that's what he gave them. Here's the Maharsha trying to explain it. Pirush Rashi Kishuv, right? It's magic. I forgot that Avram Kiyam Kol Torah, even though Avram kept the whole Torah. How do we understand that? Presumably, it included not doing the whole the black magic thing and manipulating demons thing. That just seems completely inconsistent. Rashai Hayalilmud Masek Kishuv, he can certainly could learn about magic. Dalmito, the end of the parak, I forget which parak in Sanhedrin, that when it says, Lo tilmad, don't learn to do all these abominations of these nations, you shouldn't learn lasot, to do them. You can learn to understand them. That's what he told them. I don't understand. And Devi is kind of hemming and hawing. I'm not thrilled. Mia still, Elo Pirush Rashi, and if it weren't for Rashi's comment about Kishuv and Masesh Edim, I, the Marsha, could have explained Shem Tuma, what does that mean, the impure name? The Kamar Hacha, that's what I meant here, is Masesh Edim, just demons themselves, below Kishuv, not magic. I'm not sure the difference, but Divrei Rosh, Shematir Masesh Edim, Shenu Alma, that Shadim manipulating Shadim demons is somehow different from magic. That's the Marsha.
Well, when it says don't do what the nations don't
Right.
do that stuff, well, where did they get that stuff? So this kind of goes back. Oh, they got it from Avraham.
Abraham figured out and he divided up everything he knew. He figured out how the world works. He divided it up, he gave the Tahar stuff, Yitzchak, and Tamei stuff to his other children. If such a comment has been made, I don't like it.
Oh.
I mean, you could read that. I got it to that way. The Gur Arye doesn't do that. The Gur Arye is kind of similar. It says Shemot Tuma Masar Lahem. That's the Shem Tuma. Lo Shirotzolam Marshnatam Lehistamesh. Certainly didn't teach them how to do magic. He taught them how to do exorcism, right? I mean, the stuff happens. How can I fight against it? That's what he taught them, defend themselves. That's what he gave them. But the idea that he taught them to do magic, that doesn't make sense. Clearly, Torah doesn't like it, so we're going to assume that Abraham is wonderful and didn't do this. He wouldn't have taught anybody. I don't understand that, so I'm going to look at it from a different, very, very different way. And this is from Tzedakah Kohen Lubdin. From Tzedak, the ancestor of modern Jewish philosophy through Rav Kook and Rav Huttner and Mordechai Shapira and all that. He starts out, there's a medrash that connects the first Perek Tehillim with Avraham's life. We know the first Perek Tehillim is Ashrei Ish, happy and suah, shalom halach batzat rishaim, who's not going by the advice of evil ones, derech hataim lo amad, Moshe b'litzim lo yashav, right? He's not with the sinners or the mockers, the cynics. Ki b'torat Hashem chafso, he just wants Torah of God, b'torato, yegei m'vlaila, deals with day and night. But yeah, and such a person, ke'etz shatul palgei mayim, he would be like a tree planted on streams of water. Asher per yoyi ten bito, the fruit will come in its time. The leaves will not fall. Everything he does will be successful. So here's Bereishit Rabbah.
Very nice.
It is nice. We should all, I mean, this is Tehillim, right? We should all read
Yeah.
Tehillim. We should all appreciate that. This is a great parak of Tehillim to look at and over again. That's
Yeah.
inspiring. And the Reish Rabbah on our Pasuk, by Yosef Avram, by Yikach Isha, Shema Keturah, and Avram took Keturah, looks at this and says, Asher Isha Shelolah, Asher Isha is Avraham. And it goes through all the phrases. Shelolah, Lohalach, Batzat Rishaim, Zodora Flaga. That's when Avram got his start. He separated himself from the Tower of Babel. That's the Asat Rashaim that he didn't go with. And it goes in. It's dumb. He Matarat Hashem Katso. That, what does it mean? He wanted the Torah. That's what Hashem says about Kidativ, Lamashe, it's a vet, Banavet, they told it. I know that he will command his children and his house, Acharav, for generations after Shamu Derech Hashem, right? It's all of his children will guard the way of, will keep the way of God, Lasot Tzedakah Mishpat. They will do tzedakah and mishpat, right? He will command it. That's the Torah, so, and etc. Then it says, "Kiryo Yitain is Yishmael Alehu Lo Yibol." His leaves will not fall. That's Yitzchak. B'chol Hashem Yaseh Yatzliach Elu B'nei Keturah. That everything is successful will be successful. Those are B'nei Keturah. They will be there. They are the ones that are Yatzliach. As it says, "VaYosef Avraham VaYikach Isha." That was his next wife.
Is that why it's on this pasuk? Like, it just sounds funny if it's going over his whole life. Why do they choose this particular phrase to say it on?
Well, I don't know why they put it on here, but from my point of view, it's emphasizing the fact B'nei Keturah are his part of his Kol Asher Yatzliach. That his legacy is going to the B'nei Keturah. That's part of the Yatzaveh Panav Beitol the Shamru Derech Hashem. Which is why I'm not going to take the same tum'ah that the Gemara mentions as being something about black magic. So what do B'nei Keturah represent? What are they doing? What do we do with them? So the interesting anecdote of the Gemara. B'nei Achatei de Rabbi Tarfon. Habu Yatvei Kamei de Rabbi Tarfon. The sons of the sister, so it's the nephews of Rabbi Tarfon. We're learning in front of Rabbi Tarfon himself. He's teaching his nephew. That's very sweet. Hadachi Amar. So he is giving his drush and he starts saying, Yosef Avraham, it's our pasuk. Avraham went again, by Kachisha, took a woman, Ushma Yochni. And her name was Yochni. So the kids all said, wait a minute, Keturah Keti, Amri Lei, Keturah Keti, wait a minute. The pasuk says her name was Keturah. What do you mean, Yochni? And Kari Alem, so he calls them B'nai Keturah. You kids are B'nai Keturah. You don't get what I'm talking about. What's B'nai Keturah? Rashi says, Enim yodim udaber b'halacha. You know, you don't understand what I'm trying to teach here. I got a message here. He calls them B'nai Keturah. And the Marsha explains is that B'nai Keturah.
Like it's an insult.
But it's a gentle insult because they're still B'nai Avraham. But they're not really B'nai Yisrael, right? I am Pierre Shrashi, as Marsha explains this note. Korah Tveg, so if you could explain it as being, well, they're B'nai Avraham, but not B'nai Yisrael, that's a kind of insult there. Or gentle teasing. This is his nephews there. Havle Lomar. I would have said Krei Alayu B'nei Esav. That's better. They could. She should. Why didn't he call him B'nei Esav? Said B'nei Keturah. That's pretty obscure. The option may Avraham Yitzchak. Esav is descended from Avraham Yitzchak below B'nei Yaakov. They're not B'nei Yaakov. They're kind of there. Yesh Lomar. I would say Keshita to Rambam. You have to believe the Rambam says that B'nei Keturah Chayavim Mitzvat Mila. B'nei Keturah. Are sons of Avram. Avram sent all of his descendants. B'nai Keturah on that list. They're Chayav and Mila. They're in this. They're not members of the tribe, but they're close. So that calling B'nai Keturah wasn't such an insult to his sister and brother-in-law. He wasn't calling either B'nai Keturah. He wasn't calling his sister Keturah. Keturah Kshera Haita, because Keturah really was a good person. Hashem Maseh Na'im Ketoret, as Rashi brings down, that she was called Keturah because she was her acts were as good as Ketoret. She was like the Ketoret.
But where did Rabbi Tarfon get this Yochniah?
So I only have a 5 minute time, so I can tell you can see the Gemara in Menachot to see what Yochni is.
Okay.
Since we have more time here than the 45 minutes than the Shchumash here, I'll tell you that Yochni in the Gemara over there is described as one of the chief magicians in Egypt. He's the one who tells Moshe. Yochni tells Moshe, "What are you doing magic in front of Paro? You know, you're bringing Nicole to Newcastle."
And that's Keturah.
Well, it's not that Keturah. He's calling them that. Okay, that he's talking about the Kishuv that they do. That he's trying
Isn't
to.
there a medrash that Keturah was Hagar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Also,
Okay.
not
Oops,
immediately related.
sorry.
We'll get. Yeah, I
Okay,
mean
go
that
on.
is true. There's lots that said that. So Rabbi Tarfon's Darasha was all about what B'nai Keturah could do in terms of the magic side of it. Well, the bottom line here is that B'nai Keturah seen as B'nai Avraham, but not B'nai Yaakov. They're different. And so, what does it mean that he gives them Shem Tum'ah? They're Kol Yatzliach, but there. And so, what does Shem Tum'ah mean? So, what does this shame mean? That the Avraham's mission has been saying has been to spread Shem Hashem through the world. That's what he does, right? Over and over, it says, "Vayikra Avraham b'Shem Hashem," calls out the name of God. Saying that this is the news, I'm spreading ethical monotheism through the world. And that mission goes to Yitzchak. Yitzchak does the same thing, right? There's a pasuk by Yitzchak, but even Shem is back, by Krav Hashem Hashem. So Tzedek says, summarize what we're going to say in a moment, that the Shem Tum'ah is that Shem Hashem. It's the Shem that is present in the physical world that's in the world of Tum'ah. Yitzchak's on this high spiritual place. The other children are still going to have that shame. You're still going to spread the news of God, but out there in the world. So to understand Rabbi Tzedek, you have to understand that part of his philosophy is this broad definition of what he calls Torah Shebaal Peh, to mean an ongoing divine inspiration. It gets pretty radical here, so don't stone me. But the idea that we can understand the Torah is part of Hashem giving us the Torah at an ongoing sense. But Tzedek's emphasis, this is from Rabbi Blau from the Gush. He has a whole series on modern Jewish thinkers in the 19th, 20th century. But Tzedek's emphasis on oral law might be understood as an expression of the great value placed on human initiative. Right? Torah Shebaal Peh is what people make of the Torah, as opposed to Torah Shebaal Peh, that was the Masorah. He refers to the oral Torah as the essence, glory, the splendor of Torah. However, Rav Tzedek constantly reminds his readers that these human accomplishments can truly come from God. As we have seen, he describes this realization as the essential test of the oral law. The scholars take personal credit, really attribute the insight to God. Rav Tzedek apparently means more than just the idea that God gave humanity intelligence and with which to analyze, rather, that actively it helps bring about the insight in ongoing fashion. And that's part of Chazal, that's part of how he understands the development of the Talmud. This distinguishes oral law from products of human reason. Secular wisdom stands detached from God, where the oral law comes from above. So he would say the same thing. Avraham learned Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what he, right? He doesn't have a written Torah, given Torah from God. He learns from throughout the world, and that was given to him by Hashem. And he passes that on to all of his children, including B'nai Keturah, and now they have to go out. And our job as Jews is at his point, Tzedek's point is to that we need to go grab, get learn that from all the other nations that have learned that from Abraham. This is the Tzedek of Lublin on our parasha. Midrash Tanhuma says, "Vayosef Abraham," and quotes the Pasuk in Iyov, "Vayah reshitcha mitzar," that you will start out small, and your end will be very great. And says that's talking about Abraham, and it's hard to understand that the drash over there in the midrash is that reshitcha mitzar, you will start out small. The drash is there by Yitzchak Avinu Alav Shalom. She had some men who called Uma Yisraelit, and it wasn't that small. Yitzchak was the ancestor of all the Jews. Shemayim, Bnei Keturah, Shehem Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and that the other children, Bnei Keturah, who are serving Avodah Zarah, Darash, that's the drasha of Achrit Chayiske Ma'od, that your end will be very great. And now, B'nai Keturah are greater than Yitzchak, because he's from Yitzhar. That's the Midrash Tanchumah. Acha'inyan, al pi ma shekatuv in Zvachim, kari alayu B'nai Keturah. It says, you know, you don't understand, we have to go look at that Gemara where Rabbi Tarfon calls his nephews B'nai Keturah. Pirush Rashi, B'nai Avraham, atem, that you're the descendants of Avraham, aval lo kezeri Yitzchak v'Yaakov. You're not Yitzchak Yaakov. You're the other children of Abraham. The Nira al pi mashkatuv in Sanhedrin. And then in order to understand that, we have to go look at the Gemara Sanhedrin that said, my matana, what are these matanot? What are the gifts that he gave B'nai Keturah? Lamech Masal Hem Shem Tuma, which we're trying to figure out. Hukashelo Marsha, Yimcholahem Abraham Avino Lava Shalom, Shem Tuma Lasof Kishu. But it's harder to figure out what do you mean, Shem Tuma, in the sense of they're going to do magic with that. What does that mean? So put the pieces together. The Ikar, the answer. Kigirsat Panat Raza, Paneach Raza, which was a 17th century, oh no, Tosafist, so 12th, 13th century commentary on the Chumash. So but he had a different understanding of what Shem Tuma was. He said that Shemar Selahem Shem B'Tuma. He gave them the name, capital T, capital N, in Tuma. He knew that they weren't going to be at the level of Yitzhak. They're not going to beat Tahar, the one who was offered at the Akedah. They're going to be out there in the world. Shemar Selahem Shem, so he gave them this Shem Hashem. They can say it even in Tuma. They're going to be krav Hashem Hashem, but it's going to be in a situation of tuma out there. That they would have this spark of kedusha, as our scroll put it. That will remain with them even after they are complete strangers, to have no connection to Judaism, Abrahamism at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice. But it goes further. Nikatu says in Malachim, it talks about how wise Shlomo was. A terev chokmat Shlomo, that Shlomo's wisdom was greater, mechachmat kobene kedem, from all of the wisdom of the Orient, right? Literally,
that's when he sent them.
He sends them to the kedem. So that's what he's making it. When we call chachmat Mitzrayim, which is where Hagar is from, and from all the wisdom of Mitzrayim, he says, I would translate it was greater than me chokmatu mi kol chokmat kedem. It says no, mem here means from. His wisdom was great from the wisdom of the Bnei Kedem and from the all chokmat in Mitzrayim.
You mean he took wisdom from them?
Yes.
Oh,
that's important. That's central to the tzaddik's philosophy of what galut is all about. And it says the pasuk "Vatamechayet Chulam." We quote that, and in Shachri before Az Yashir, that you give life to everyone. Ikar Chayim Hudivrei Torah. Hashem gives Torah to everyone. Okay, a little bit more Chassidish here. So Mitzrayim Hayat Bagalut Kol Torah Shabal Peh. That there was Torah Shabal Peh in this sense of some there was wisdom that they needed to be learned. In Mitzrayim, of the Nema Vacha Ken Yisu Brachush Gadol, right? We went to exile in Egypt and we came out with great wealth. Not talking about money, he says, it's talking about wisdom. We learned what the Egyptians had to teach us. And he says that's true of all the, it's a part of his philosophy, that's true of all the Galiot that we go through, that what we're doing in Babel is learning. We're doing in with Paras, we're learning from the Greeks, is learning from them. Learning from the Romans is to learn from them.
But now you're learning from America.
Would you say that's part of the fourth galut?
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what it is that we need to learn. That's exactly what he's saying. The chokma kol b'nei kedem, what's the wisdom of b'nei kedem? Shamaya b'galut torah shel peh. There was the galut of torah shel peh there. Hey b'klipa zeh l'umat zeh neged torah shel peh. And it's a little more Kabbalistic there, that their wisdom is the klipa, it's a shell. It kind of hides the underlying truth, but corresponds to some real Torah Shebaal Peh there. Zed Rashi be Midrash. Reshit Reshitcha Mitzar. That's what it means, that it's you start out small at Yitzchak. Rachidcha Yiskeh Ma'od, and your end will be very great. Abnei Keturah. Why? Because that greatness there, Shemehem Yisrael Motzir Kol Omek Torah Shebaal Peh, that Yisrael needs to get learn from them the depth of Torah Shebaal. Bnei Keturah have something to teach us as well. Shlomo learned his wisdom became great from all the wisdom of those in the Bnei Kedem and the Chokhmah Mitzrayim. That the Shem Tuma is something not only that they had to do, that Bnei Keturah could survive, but there was something there that Yitzchak should both be learning from as well. And this is the way this whole Pritzadik was summarized by Nitai Kvodi in a nice Dvar Torah I saw. That's why I can tell he's an accountant in Netanya. But he wrote an article. Shav, Achar Shehivino Kavanato Shel Avraham. So now we understand now Avraham's intention. Netat Hamatanota Elu Nektura. We get that he gave these gifts to his other children. Yuchal Avinat Basuk, Vayar Roshecha Mitzar, Tav Achrito Yishkeh Ma'od. Sorry, you will start out small and end up big. It was only after learning from Bnei Keturah Nitan Lagid Shalimud Shalem. It's only then you can say you have learned everything. You can't stay on a little circle. There is wisdom out there that needs to be learned. Kam Shlomo, as it says by Shlomo, about that Shlomo's chokhmah came from Kol Bnei Kedem. Shal Acha Shlomo mitocham gam chokhmatam, gam Torah shebal peh had to boah bahem, and we learned what they had to say from their chokhmah, from the Bnei Kedem, and this Torah shebal peh, as he puts it, that was there. Harei yeshar harbe yoter chokhmahem. Then Shlomo could say that he's achieved wisdom. You have to be able to learn from everyone, including the Bnei Keturah. If they had that, they learned something from Abraham as well. Something different from what he gave to Yitzchak. So the message of Matanot is that there exists shame of Bituma, that you can say by Krabba Shem Hashem, even out there in the world. This gets in very much into Rabbi Sachs's dignity of difference, I think was one that got controversial. There was something to learn from other nations, other cultures. And only by accepting that can we achieve true wisdom and achieve what Rav Tzadok says is true learning of all of Torah Shebaal Peh and the Torah of Chokhmah Shlomo, the Chokhmah of Chokhmah Shlomo.
This is pretty radical, Danny.
I'm aware of that. Yeah, Rav Tzadok is very radical. He was Talmud of the Ishpitzer. But
do people like learn it? This Rav Tzadok, because he's certainly like very widely quoted. It's not like he's somebody who's like, oh, we don't.
No. This is real. Yes, very much so.
So shame b'tum'ah just means like the secular world,
or... right? That's the way he would read it.
Yeah,
and shame is really like the noun here. Shame is like
God,
right? That's the same thing that I'm declaring. Yeah. Declaring God in the world, but it is Betum'ah giving them that. So that's less radical. The radical part of the Reb Tzadok is that it is something different from what he gave to Yitzchak, and therefore we still have to learn from Bnei Keturah and Bnei Kedem in order to have some real, in order to have the completeness of, right?
Torah.
These are Torah. There were his words here.
So there's three. There's the written Torah, there's Torah Shebaal Peh that we got, and there's Torah Shebaal Peh that Bnei Kedem got.
Yeah, and I say that the Torah Shebaal Peh in general has two different meanings. There's the Masorah, and then there's what we do to interpret it. And he would say that the wisdom of other nations is also part of that interpreting God's word.
Okay.
Not in the sense necessarily of interpreting the Torah Shebaal Peh, but interpreting the world itself, right? Hashem created the world and can learn things from it. So
you could celebrate Thanksgiving, right?
I do celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a worthwhile holiday.
You're learning from, you know,
that having a day dedicated to having a ceremonial meal that retells a historical story. I mean, we invented that. Right. So the fact that Americans do that and then having a day that's meant to express thanks, that sounds like a good thing. Someone pointed out that the Americans should also have a day called Atonement, where we try to be better people and eat less food. That would be good for Americans. You know, something
I don't know that
different.
America's like they're not gonna, I don't think it's gonna take.
The eating less and doing better.
What, instead of having sales, everything is like more expensive, so, like you don't go shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a day for not shopping? Okay, I gotta
Yeah.
stop recording though.